Welcome back to Steel Belted Radio. We are pre-recorded tonight. Couldn't make it live down to the studio, but thanks for stopping in. We appreciate you you coming to see us through the dark times with music. And well, here's a bright light that's keeping me feeling all right. This is the, you know, it's always good to have a light to off in the distance through the darkness to head towards. You always hope that it's not an oncoming train, but you know, if you're lucky, it's something bright and wonderful and warm, and it's this for me. I'm so excited. I can't believe I've known about this for weeks, and I haven't gushed all over the radio about it. Big reunion going on in Toronto next month, in just a few weeks, early December, December 9th and 10th, as a matter of fact, at the Horseshoe Tavern. It's the Mighty Mighty Rio Statics. Now, that in itself is not that big a news anymore. They've done a few of these reunions, got to go see them for when they reunited for the first time at the Art Gallery of Ontario last year. That was fantastic. But this time, something special is going down. Now, this is kind of a redo of 4 years ago. 2012, they announced these reunion shows at the Horseshoe for the 65th anniversary. I think it was 65 anyway, of the Horseshoe Tavern. And they were going to get together, and they had planned like three or four shows with the original lineup. It was going to be Dave Clark and Martin Tielli and Tim Vesely and Dave Bedini. And they were going to do these shows. And it was so exciting. It was such a big deal. And I booked a trip. And then just before I left, they canceled the shows. And so there was this dark, bitter hole in my heart. And I kind of thought, well, I'd heard actually through the grapevine that at least one of them, drummer Dave Clark, was never going to do it again. And when they came back and started doing these shows lately, it's always been Don Kerr who's been playing the drums, who was a fine Rheostatics drummer for a long time after Dave Clark left. But when I first got into the band, when I first fell head over heels in the early 90s, I mean, all four of them are such distinct and amazing personalities, but drummer Dave Clark, he was always, I just couldn't take my eyes off of him. He's one of those rare drummers who I paid intense attention to because he was just so good and so entertaining and so wild. And usually during a show, he would occasionally grab his little poetry book and he would come to the front of the stage for a Dave Clark poetry moment. And these things were always brilliant and amazing and magical. But he left the band after a couple of years, and I'd only been a fan for a couple of years, and I felt like things were never quite the same again for me. And so when I heard that he was playing these shows at the Horseshoe Tavern in Toronto, I was like, of course I'm going to go. Got to go. So that's what I'm planning to do. And well, I want to play a couple of things, a couple of Dave Clark poetry moments, as a matter of fact. He didn't put out a lot of songs on the records. Just these two, as a matter of fact, mostly. But I always thought they were cool and amazing and weird enough that I'm super excited that I might actually get to see them again. I never thought I'd see the day. Very excited. So come on down if you want. In Toronto, I hear the shows are just sold out. But, you know, there's always ways. So if you didn't get a ticket, you'll find a way because you're smart. Let's go back to whale music. This is the one. Man, oh man, this song right here just made me a Dave Clark fan for life. And then seeing him, well, that just sealed the deal. From a whale music, here's a great song called Guns on Steel Belted Radio.
You take a gun and shoot an animal. Say like your neighbor or a squirrel. Safe to say that any one time, both can be spotted in the locale. Struck down with ease. You can rest easy in knowing that the pencil rains will lodge in the target you shot at and maybe even in some stuff you didn't shoot at. Neat. Stupid. Disgusting. You can take this recipe to the bank and put it in a long-term deposit because the results are always guaranteed. One, some goof produces said weapon from a factory. Two, some goof owns a store that peddles death. Idea!
shines on the other side of the line that it won't dare to cross. Because the equator is the boss. Doggy standing on the ground, licking the guts of a screaming toe. Jam Morrison screaming, don't start scream. Karl Marx was really brave. There's full moon of Russia. St. Petersburg. Junk with his prostitute, yeah. He said, "Love go down the drain," and he wastes his time with crime. Disco Nancy, all fucked up his eyes. It was like spinning tops. He screamed, "Come on, touch me, babe." Then he goes home, gives mommy AIDS.
Just like a helpless child, this world needs love right now. This world needs love, just like a helpless child, this world needs love. Right now, this world needs us to forgive, needs peace in our time. This world needs us to be grateful, giving and this world needs love right now. This world needs love, and just like a helpless child, this world needs love. To forgive needs peace in our time. This world needs us to be grateful, giving and kind.
trip, a step away from your own home, to see more clearly what otherwise you wouldn't know. Like what makes a seed sown in garden fabric grow. Leave it up to the sun to shine, the rain to fall around. Leave it up to the earth to lie down and lay the ground for something like love. It takes a trip, a step away from as time can go, to see what made it and will forever let it grow. Leave it up to the loving arms to carry it along. Leave it up to the beauty of love that's traveled on. It didn't go it
From the weirdest children's album ever, The Story of Harmelodia, that's Loving Arms, with that's Stereo Statics featuring Sarah Harmer there. And what a weird and wonderful tale that is. Before that, we heard Sarah singing along with Dave Clark and his band, The Woodshed Orchestra, from their latest record, Guest Book. Man, I need to get a copy of these that in physical form. I sure hope I can do that next month. That'd be good. Lots of special guests on that record. Really good stuff. And we heard a couple of Dave Clark poetry moments. We heard Full Moon Over Russia from Introducing Happiness and Guns from Whale Music, and Dave Clark reuniting with the Rio Statics in December. I'm a little bit excited. Can you tell? Let's stick in Toronto and then we'll ease our way. Don't worry, we're not going to stay in hipster mode for long. We're going to get back to the roots and the country stuff. But I want to stay there for just a little bit. Play a couple of things. I want to play something from the lowest of the low. Going to Toronto and thinking about Toronto always gets me thinking about Shakespeare in my butt. But we're going to play something else. I want to play something featuring my old pal Stephen Stanley, formerly of the Lowest of Low. He's just the nicest guy on earth. I usually run into him at Rio Static shows. He's just finishing up a record that was funded on the Kickstarter a little while ago. Can't wait to get my hands on that record. And hopefully get to see Steven and say hello. So we'll play one of his songs from his last Lowest of the Low record, Sordid Fiction. And we'll also hear something from a band that I first got to know when they were opening for the Rio Statics. Oh, I just love this band so much. They're called the Inbreds, two-piece, bass and drums, the Originators. And actually, the leader of the Inbreds, the songwriter and singer, Mike O'Neill, is coming to town on the 26th. He's playing with a band. Some people call it Tunes. Some people call it Tons. I just call it a dumb name, T-U-N-S. It's Mike O'Neill, Chris Murphy from Sloan, Matt Murphy from The Flashing Lights. Kind of a big deal. Very excited about it. And for some weird Winnipeg reason, there are still tickets available, which confounds me. Get a ticket 26th at the Goodwill Social Club. I'm going to be there because I love Mike O'Neill. And here he is with Dave Ulrich from their album, It's Sydney or the Bush. These are the Inbreds on Steel Belted Radio.
Save me from all your sticks and stones. Life is silence, a pause but all at night. made on my behalf. A ration then assigned to specific tasks. Staving off nightmares, dismissing random pains, petitioning disaster to increase that space. I found a space between consciousness and dream to invent a life inside. Mysterious and foreign relics of hell. Wilted flowers strain to scent the room. I don't need flowers, I just need you. I found a space between consciousness and dream to invent a life inside. Feel the building falling up its roots, seceding from the world I knew. And a separate lid behind closed eyes reacts to this and opens wide. Ripe with protocol for static arts and apps and sounds. Script is all in pencil now, so take me home. Burst through this door, I'm uninsured. I'm sure, I'm sure. Can't stay anymore. I can't stay anymore. I can't stay.
Childhood marked by an abstract delusion.
A couple of bands there from Winnipeg, both featuring the same singer and songwriter, Doug McLean. That was the Paperbacks with Who Will Run the Starfish Hospital. What a great song. Oh my God, from an episode of Sparrows. Man, I missed the Paperbacks. And also missed the Bonnie Duccis, who were here before that from the album The Democracy of Sleep. We heard A Separate Lid Behind Closed Eyes. When UMFM first started up in 1998, the Bonaduccis were like the house band, basically. They just seemed to be all I heard on UMFM, and I loved it. It was one of those first bands that I really got hooked on, courtesy of UMFM, way back when. I'm thinking a lot about them because I'm reading this book right now. I'm just obsessed with this book. It's so good. It's called Missing Like Teeth. It's written by Sheldon Burney, who you may know from the band Cheering for the Bad Guy. He's also got a fine show on CKUW called Boots and Saddle. He wrote this book about the Winnipeg punk scene in the late 90s, early 2000s. And it's basically like the soundtrack to my youth. It's just, it's bringing back so many great memories of hanging out at the Albert and seeing all these great bands like Kittens and Meat Rack and, Guy Smiley and Red Fisher. I need to hear some Red Fisher. Anybody got some Red Fisher? So good. Pick this book up, Missing Like Teeth, Sheldon Burney. Anywho, we also took a trip to Toronto in there before that with The Lowest of the Low from their album Sordid Fiction. We heard Your Birthday Party. And we also heard in there The Inbreds with North Window from its Sydney or the Bush. Great new vinyl reissues of three of the Inbreds records. Well worth picking up. I got three of them for $50, I think, online. It's just a great deal. And they're such great records. I'm sure you can pick them up at the Tunes or Tons show on November 26th at the Goodwill, which I'd love to see you out at. All right, we're gonna segue back into the Roots Country. I promised we're gonna do that with. I think this band is gonna make a great buffer. These two, and it's another Toronto nostalgic kind of a thing. Forgive me. Chris Brown and Kate Fenner. Chris Brown is actually working on the new record from Stephen Stanley. Talked about that before. Anyways, Chris Brown and Kate Fenner, after the dissolution of the Bourbon Tabernacle Choir, they went out on their own and just made some incredible records. And this is from my absolute favorite record of theirs. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing. It's called Geronimo. This is a great song called Margaret. You're listening to Steel Belted Radio. Much more.
at a strip joint. My brother took me there. On a Wednesday after work, she had red ribbons in her hair. Well, the place smelled like a laundry room, and she took off all her clothes. They said her name was Emily. Where she is today, I don't know. But I like to drink whiskey, and I like girls that do too. I like the smell of a laundromat, it reminds me of Emily Lou. She danced to the taxman, she danced to CCR. She danced on my lap while I drank whiskey at the bar. And my first thought was to save her, or someplace nice. Of course that didn't happen, it's just that I'm that kind of guy. And I like to drink whiskey, and I like girls that do too. I like the smell of a laundromat, it reminds me of Emmy. That Friday night, we drank a fifth of bourbon and we got into a fight. Well, he knocked out my front tooth, I hit him with my fist. We went back into that barroom bleeding, best friends ever since. I like to drink whiskey, and I like girls that do too. I like the smell of a laundromat, it reminds me that I like to drink whiskey, and I like girls that do too. I like the smell of a laundromat, it reminds me of Emmy.
Take my woman where she longed to be. We left our kin and all our friends back there in Tennessee. Then I bought those one-way tickets she had often begged me for, and they took us to the streets of Baltimore. Well, her heart was filled with gladness when she saw those city lights. She said the prettiest place on earth was Baltimore at night. Well, a man feels proud to give his woman what she's longing for, and I kinda like the streets of Baltimore. Then I got myself a factory job. I ran an old machine, and I bought a little cottage in a neighborhood serene. Then every night when I'd come home with every muscle sore, she'd drag me through the streets of Baltimore. Well, I did my best to bring her back to what she used to be. Then I soon learned She loved those bright lights more than she loved me. Now I'm going back on that same train that brought me here before, while my baby walks the streets of Baltimore. While my baby walks the streets of Baltimore.
Oh, it doesn't get much more classic than that, does it? That's the Streets of Baltimore from Gram Parsons from GP, featuring, of course, Emmylou Harris. We heard a song called Emmylou before that from Dustin Bentall and the Smokes. Before that, a certified steel-belted classic from way back in 2004. All Night Breakfast Special from Bruce Nauer. So good. And we heard Margaret in there from Chris Brown and Kate Fenner. Running out of time. Want to play a few more for you. I need to hear some Sunvolt. Here's some Sunvolt. Steel Belted Radio.
For the moment flashes and fades and takes you down. Familiar, deserted byways, shelf stored in memories, lead you where you've been no long ago. And guess who's guessing?
Don't leave here without speaking your mind. Let me that's what she tells me. Never thought I would be so afraid, that's what she tells me. Only hope has been keeping me up, that's what she tells me. I wonder now if it's really just luck, did you know that she kills me? It isn't very hard to lower down my guard. La 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 la. Tell me more, 'cause I'm trying to fill this space. La 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 la. Never mind, 'cause I'm running. That's what she tells me. Knowing I used to get to them first, that's what she tells me. I'm afraid she's already given up, 'cause that's what she tells me. I'm afraid that I can't give enough to the cause that she sells me. It isn't very. I'm running all over the place. La 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 la.
We'll end off there with a lady named Sarah Borges from an album called Silver City. That's the great song, Daniel Lee. Before that, we heard Cedar Park featuring our old pal NQR Buckle. Great song called What She Tells Me. And we heard Sunvolt in there, Back Into Your World from Straightaways. That'll do it for us today on Still Belted Radio. We will be back next Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, Still Belted Radio. Also be here on Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. for Tell the Band to Go Home. Check out stillbeltedradio.com and stay tuned for Venus Envy, Punks and Parkas, Ultrasonic Film. Thanks, everybody.